This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Monday, January 12th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hi everybody, this is your host, Jeff McAleer. I have to mention, I wasn't planning on doing a Daily Dope today simply because our latest podcast with Elliot Miller, my best friend in the whole wide world, went up earlier today. But there was a news story that broke earlier today that I felt really needed to be discussed because if we're going to cover the news, we want to be on top of things right away. So this is kind of an unscheduled edition of the Daily Dope. Anyway, on to the news. Fantasy Flight Publishing is pleased to announce the upcoming release of The Lies of Solace, the second novel in the Lord of Nightmares trilogy. Based in the Arkham Horror universe, this disturbing tale explores the depths to which desperation and tragedy can plunge us and the grim consequences that await those who surrender to grief and pain. When Jacqueline Fine experiences disturbing visions of a robed man before the crumbling edifice of a city, she's determined to prevent her nightmare from becoming a reality. Meanwhile, an Arkham doctor tries desperately to save his only daughter from the hands of a dark cult, and a distraught bootlegger attempts to unravel the mystery behind the sudden silence of his fiancée's letters. Will these three strangers be able to save everything they love from a terrifying future, or has their suffering only just begun? The Lies of Solace even includes an exclusive offer for a special Elder Sign card. For more information on this exciting tale, visit the Lord of Nightmares trilogy website at fantasyflight.com. Then look for The Lies of Solace on store shelves in the second quarter of 2012. Sound the trumpet, beat the drums. They are here to lead your Johnny Rebs into battle. Blue Moon has just released Confederate Mounted Generals and Confederate Mounted Officers to help you fight your Civil War battles in 15mm. They have many more releases due to arrive shortly, so keep an eye on things at bluemoonmanufacturing.com. I have to say, I've taken a look at some of their 15mm figures online, and they look pretty darn good. Quite a lot of detail for 15mm. PaizoCon 2012 is expected to be the biggest and best PaizoCon yet. They are scheduling 150 tables for Pathfinder Society over their 3 days. They're bringing back the Grand Convocation Interactive, and they are also debuting the GM 101 sessions that will hopefully be a hit so they can continue to offer it at future shows. They need volunteers, though, and a minimum of 45 volunteer GMs are needed before the show begins. They also need 2 volunteer assistants for the show. These folks are not GMs, but will instead help run Pathfinder Society HQ and will be the go-to guys and gals for all things Pathfinder Society at PaizoCon. There may also be special or unique role-playing opportunities to play the part of an NPC in the Grand Convocation, so you want to check this out. There are also quite a few different rewards for volunteering for PaizoCon that you can find at PaizoCon@Paizo.com. You'll have plenty of time to game with your friends as you're signing up for volunteer slots, not for specific events. If you'd like to volunteer for PaizoCon, please email mike.brock, that's B-R-O-C-K, at paizo.com and include in the subject line PaizoCon Volunteer. PaizoCon takes place July 6th through the 8th, 2012, at the Redmond Town Center Marriott Hotel, located in Redmond, Washington. In other convention news, the team at Phoenix Volcon 2012 have posted an update regarding their Dust Day Arizona, which is going to be held Saturday, February 25th at the convention itself, which is located at the Phoenix Convention Center. Dust Day will include a broad range of weird World War II and traditional World War II tabletop gaming, including Dust Tactics, Flames of War, Shifting Sands 2012 Duel in the Desert, hosted by Arizona Desert Rats, B-17, Queen of the Skies, redesigned from a solo game to a multiplayer co-op, Strange Weird War 2, and Dust Warfare, if it is available in time. There's also going to be a showcase for costume characters, including several Dust Girls wielding full-scale model weapons. You'll also find, via Skype, virtual guests including Paulo Pariente and Andy Chambers in the play area so they can interact with the players during Dust Day. Dust Day Arizona 2012 promises to be an exciting part of the Vulcan convention, and more information can be found at their website, vol-con.com. And the big story that broke today, although for some of our listeners it's probably no big deal, but for others they're probably pretty excited, or maybe even just scratching their heads, Wizards of the Coast has announced a new edition of Dungeons & Dragons. Soon, diehard players of the iconic D&D role-playing game will be getting a new way to slash orcs and slay dragons. Mike Merles, lead designer for D&D at parent company Wizards of the Coast, announced today that it is developing a new version of Dungeons & Dragons. While the details are still to be developed, Merle said the latest iteration will aim to incorporate the best of its predecessors along with the varying playstyles and different approaches of the players who have loved them. As such, Merle said the company will be reaching out to its player base for suggestions. We could guess at those playstyles or use our own, but gathering a broad range of input makes sense to us, he said. We want to cast as wide a net as possible. We can only deliver on that promise if we give the varied audience of D&D players a chance to kick the tires and let us know if we're on target. For those who don't know, D&D was created by Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson and first published in 1974 by Tactical Studies Rules, Inc. Or those of us who are a bit older probably recall them as TSR. In 1997, Wizards of the Coast, creator of, obviously, Magic the Gathering, bought TSR and has been publishing D&D ever since. Over the years, there have been several different editions of the game. Wizards of the Coast currently produces materials only for whichever is the most current version, which irritates quite a few players, but third-party companies are allowed to publish material for players still enjoying the older versions. Many fans differ on which updates over the years should be considered new versions, but most acknowledge six versions, and what's referred to as the fourth edition is, of course, the most current. The announcement, or official acknowledgement, of a new edition of the game is something that Wizards of the Coast has been laying the groundwork for about a year or so. Hints began appearing in the Legends and Lore column in the online magazine Dragon, and speculation hit a fever pitch when former Wizards employee Monty Cook, one of the lead designers for D&D's third edition, was rehired. Merles confirmed today that Cook is the new version's lead designer. Monty Cook is one of the smartest, most creative game designers I know, said Owen Casey Stevens, a professional game designer who worked for Wizards of the Coast for 14 months. Any chance to read his thoughts about game design in general and what makes D&D popular and or successful is always good. Merle said, after acknowledging the past year's speculation, that Wizards of the Coast knows the announcement won't be any shocker for many diehard D&D fans. We're not trying to completely surprise or shock people with the change to the game, he said. In some ways, this is a natural time period to start looking at the next edition of the game. He said the update is, in part, geared towards reinvigorating the classic franchise at a time when many gamers are going online for their epic quests. I think there are also fears out there that tabletop RPGs are going away, that there are these external forces that are going to eventually squeeze the hobby into a continual twilight, Merle said. I think the hobby needs a jolt, something positive and exciting, to kickstart it into its next 40 years. One question on the minds of most D&D players is what the new edition is going to be called. D&D has had an edition number associated with it since the release of Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition in 1989. Will this be called 5th edition? Most people will think of this as the 5th edition of D&D. In many ways, though, we want this to be a version of the game that embraces the entirety of D&D's history, Merle said. One that all D&D fans can turn to and use. I think that the actual naming of the game will come down to how the game playtests and how people react to it. I'd love to just call it Dungeons & Dragons and leave the edition numbering behind. Dungeons & Dragons, that brand, is far stronger than worrying about version numbers or cute marketing terms like 30th Anniversary Edition, said Mike Shea, who runs the D&D blog SlyFlourish.com and has written two books about the game. However, for those already part of the community, they will likely want to call it 5th Edition, just to separate it. Not heavily promoting a version name also gives them the option to market version-agnostic products like the dungeon tiles, map packs, miniatures, and flavor-focused setting source books. In today's announcement, Wizards of the Coast invited the D&D fan base to help shape the future of the game. But will content really be shaped by players outside the company? We're 100% committed to giving players and dungeon masters ample time to playtest and provide us with their feedback, Merle said. Players will get their first chance to playtest the proposed changes this month at the Dungeons & Dragons Experience Convention, which is running January 26th through the 29th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Convention attendees will have early access to the initial draft of the design concepts they've been working on. In the spring, Wizards of the Coast will begin an open playtest of the game, available to anyone who wants to sign up at wizards.com/DND next. Merle said the company has been doing internal playtesting for a few months. Most of the time, employees have been testing mechanics of the game to make sure it plays at the table the way they think it should. Shay said he appreciated the thoughts that the Dragon column showed the new version's creators are giving it. I like how both Cook and Mike Merles went back and dissected the original concepts behind D&D and hunted down the core elements of the game, he said. I like how they both have discussed designing D&D as a modular game with a core set of rules that can be expanded to add levels of complexity as a gaming group desires. As with anything that is as deeply ingrained into the gaming culture and community, the announcement of a new version of D&D will probably be met with a level of reaction that, to quote Ghostbusters, could reach dogs and cats living together levels of hysteria. It will be a recreation of the scene from the movie Airplane 2 when the passengers were told the vessel was out of coffee, Stephen said. That'll be followed by increasingly intense online debates about which edition of D&D is better, and what the chances are that the 5th edition will be the next best thing since sliced bread, or the end of Western civilization. Gamers are a passionate bunch who are extremely vocal and ready to give our most blunt opinions about things at the drop of a hat, said Jerry Leneve, who runs the D&D blog DreadGazebo.net and is content director for D&D Wiki Obsidian Portal, a free service for tracking all of your tabletop RPGs online. The thing about those opinions is we often double back to take a second look at things after we've cooled off. So if a new edition were to be launched, I think the community would need some time to regain its composure before forming truly fair opinions. Steven said he's hoping for strong support for players who want to develop abilities and skills outside of combat in the new edition. Shay wants the combat part of the game, obviously a big part for any player, to run faster. He'd also like to see the game be consistently challenging for players and their characters at all levels. Ultimately, it seems as though Wizards of the Coast is looking to create the kind of game that fans want D&D to be is going to be up to them. So what do you think? A new edition of Dungeons & Dragons? Does this mean that the 4th edition is a bust, as some people have claimed? Or is it simply a company who wants to stay profitable, who's looking at, well, honestly, it's time for us to release a new edition to keep things fresh and keep the cash registers ringing? I'd be interested to find out what some of our diehard role-playing game listeners think of the news. All right, well, that's it for the news for today. Hopefully you're enjoying episode 32 of The Gaming Gang, which made its appearance online and on iTunes and through your audio RSS feeds earlier today. I'll be back tomorrow, so until then, here's hoping your week is off to a flying start. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.